May I speak in the name of God, the lover, the beloved, and the love sharer. Amen. It is in my own experience and through my observation of others that I am drawn to the conclusion that human beings are storied beings. This is why in the first two books of the Bible, the books of Genesis and Exodus, we have a series of grand narratives centered on a central figure, a figure known to us as one of the patriarchs. We have Abraham, we have Jacob, and we have Joseph, and then finally we have Moses. And these are grand narrative cycles worthy of the description saga. Although we're introduced in Exodus 2 to the birth and early life of Moses, it's in Exodus 3, 1 to 15, that we take a grandstand seat to view Moses' first encounter with God. What a story. A bush that burns and is not consumed. It's a kind of Lord of the Rings epic. So the story basically is this. Moses, brought up in the court of Pharaoh, flees after killing one of the Egyptian overseers. And we next hear about him as a shepherd tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. And while Moses is busy tending the flock, walking through a landscape that certainly my imagination colors as a kind of barren, desert, scrubby kind of landscape, a kind of landscape to which we would appropriately apply the word wilderness, Moses is led to a place, not in the wilderness, but a place we are told that is beyond the wilderness. And as Moses is going along, in the peripheral vision, he sees something over here, and it arouses his curiosity. And he says, I must go and see what this thing is, a bush that burns and is not consumed. And as he follows his curiosity, he arrives in this place, which is described as a place beyond the wilderness. And God calls to Moses from the heart of the bush. And he declares to Moses that he is the God of Moses' ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Moses knows who this God is, and he immediately hides his face for fear that the encounter with the living God would be something he would not survive. And God, it seems, has a job for Moses to do. He says, I've heard the cry of my people. Go to them and tell them that the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has sent me. So far, all well and good. Moses knows who this God is. But Moses, like most of us, when presented with a request from God, shies away. He says with false humility, oh God, who am I to do this big thing? And God will have none of it. And so Moses tries again and he says, but God, who are you? And God says, this time not, I am the God of your ancestors. He says, I am who I am. And so Moses says, well, if I go to them and I tell them that you've sent me and they ask me your name, what am I to say? And God says, you tell them, I am the God of your ancestors has sent you. The truth is, for us human beings, that we are molded, we are shaped by the stories that we tell about ourselves and the stories that we participate in, the stories of the world all around us. And I want us to pay close attention to this story, because in this Lenten journey that we are on, our emphasis has been on developing a deeper awareness, a capacity for what the Buddhists call mindfulness, to pay attention to the moment-by-moment details of our daily lives. And when we pay closer attention, when we become aware and mindful of this story that we're invited to participate in so that we might be shaped by it, I'm profoundly struck by four things. I'm really struck by this phrase, beyond the wilderness. I think it's a metaphor. I think it's a metaphor for that place which is new, where we don't recognize the landmarks, that place which is not familiar to us. It's no longer a place that is boundaried and inhabited by our familiar expectations. And as we listen carefully to the story shapes a powerful realization for us. Are we willing or not to enter a new landscape, one beyond the familiar, where, like Moses, we encounter and are encountered by God? The second point is curiosity. I love the way Moses gives in to his curiosity, and it allows him to take a detour away from the path that he would otherwise have taken. And it's that detour that leads them to this new place, the place beyond the wilderness. And curiosity, it seems to me, is crucial for the spiritual life. It's the ability to notice and become curious about the unexpected that flashes normally in the peripheral vision. The path that opens through curiosity is the route from the familiar to the new place. And the third point I want to draw our attention to is this strange name that God gives. I am who I am. It's an unstable and ambiguous name, because its meaning fluctuates. Because it means I am who I am, but it also means I will be who I will be. And that instability, that ambiguity, seems to me to be a very necessary quality in our relationship with God. Because I will be who I will be pivots us towards the future. Who might we become if we allow ourselves to be shaped by God's new name, the name beckoning us into possibility? And the fourth element in this story is what I call the paradox of the new. The significance of the place beyond the wilderness lies in the paradox that it is new and yet it is to become known. That which is yet to become known is not somewhere way over there. In this first encounter between Moses and God, Moses does not climb to the peak of Mount Horeb. This is the mistake we often make. We think that where we need to be is somewhere other than where we already are. That which is new, that which is yet to become known to us, lies at the very heart of our everyday, moment-by-moment experience. It's when we pay close attention, when we become mindfully aware in our everyday experience, that we discover the new possibility. We need enough familiarity, but not too much, otherwise we will miss the necessary ambiguity that opens us to the new. And I have discovered over and over again in my own life that as I journey along the path of tradition, where tradition connects with the reality of the life that I'm actually living, something surprising happens. A glimpse of the new opens before me. Have I got the courage to risk making a different choice? Or am I going to stay boundaried by the trusted and the true, the familiar and the tested? Now, this story about Moses is a story of theophany. And theophany simply means the revelation of God. And theophanies are big Lord of the Rings kinds of experiences, and they happen up there and out there and all around us. But holiness can only be found on the lowly ground where it becomes known to us at the heart of the lives we're living. Holiness is revealed to us in the dust beneath our feet, as Daniel Defenbaugh puts it. And the meaning I take from this is that the longing to find meaning and purpose for our lives that satisfy and takes us beyond mere satisfaction to the possibility of becoming transformed, this longing is God's call to each of us to journey in partnership to the place beyond the wilderness, found not at the peak of Horeb, the mountain of God, but in those moments of the unexpected, the new, at the heart of where we live. Amen.